This is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Today, I'd like to tell listeners a story. This is a tale called The Farmyard Cock and the Weathercock by Hans Christian Andersen, which compares a real-live rooster to an old-fashioned weather vane shaped and painted like a rooster. There were two cocks, one on the dunghill, the other on the roof. They were both arrogant, but which of the two rendered most service? The poultry yard was divided by some planks from another yard, in which there was a dunghill, and on the dunghill lay and grew a large cucumber, which was conscious of being a hotbed plant. "One is born to that," said the cucumber to itself. "Not all can be born cucumbers. There must be other things, too. The hens, the ducks, and all the animals in the next yard are creatures, too. Now I have a great opinion of the yard cock on the plank. He is certainly of much more importance than the weathercock, who is placed so high and can't even creak, much less crow. The latter has neither hens nor chicks, and only thinks of himself, and sweats rust. Nope, the yard cock is really a cock. His step is a dance, his crowing is music, and wherever he goes, one knows what a trumpeter is like. If he would only come in here, even if he ate me up, stump, stalk, and all, and I had to dissolve in his body, it would be a happy death," said the cucumber. Now in the night there was a terrible storm. The hens, chicks, and even the cock sought shelter. The wind tore down the planks between the two yards with a crash. The tiles came tumbling down, but the weathercock sat firm. He did not even turn around, for he could not. He's all rusted out. Though he was young and freshly cast, he was already stuck in place. He had been born old, and did not at all resemble the birds flying in the air, the sparrows and the swallows. Nope, he despised them, these mean little piping birds, these common whistlers. He admitted that the pigeons, large and white and shining like mother of pearl, looked kind of like a weathercock, but they were fat and stupid, and all their thoughts and endeavors were directed to filling themselves with food. And besides, they were tiresome things to converse with. The birds of passage had also paid the weathercock a visit, and told him of foreign countries, of airy caravans and robber stories that made one's hair stand on end. All this was new and interesting, that is, for the first time. But afterwards, as the weathercock found out, they repeated themselves and always told the same stories. And that's very tedious, and there was no one with whom he could associate, for one and all were stale and small-minded. "The world is no good," he said. "Everything in it is just stupid." The weathercock was puffed up, and the quality would have made him interesting in the eyes of the cucumber, if it had known it. But the cucumber had eyes only for the yard cock, who was now in the yard with it. The storm was now over, and the wind had blown the planks off the fence, separating the yards. "What do you think of that crowing I just did?" said the yard cock to the hens and chickens. It was a little rough. It wanted elegance. And the hens and chickens came up on the dunghill, and the cock strutted around like a lord. "Garden plant," he said to the cucumber, and in that one word his deep learning showed itself, and it forgot that he was pecking at her and eating it up. "A happy death," said the cucumber to itself. The hens and chickens came, for where one runs, the others run too. They clucked and chirped and looked at the cock, and were proud that he was of their kind. "Cock-a-doodle-doo," he crowed. "The chickens will grow up into great hens at once, if I cried out in the poultry yard of the world." And hens and chicks clucked and chirped, and the cock announced a great piece of news. This is what he said. "A cock can lay an egg. And do you know what's in that egg? Fertilizer. The farmer can throw on a hill like this to grow big cucumbers like the one filling our bellies. Now you know what is in me, and what a champion of all cocks I am." With that, the yard cock flapped his wings, made his comb swell up, and crowed again, and they all shuddered, the hens and the little chicks. But they were very proud that one of their number was such a champion of all cocks. They clucked and chirped till the weathercock heard. He heard it, but he did not stir. "Everything is so stupid," the weathercock said to himself. "The yard cock lays no eggs, and I am too lazy to do so. If I liked, I'd lay a wind egg. But the world is not even worth a wind egg. Everything's so stupid. I don't want to sit here any longer." With that, the weathercock broke off. But he did not fly down and kill the yard cock, although the hen said, later on, that that had been his intention. That's the end. What's the moral of the story? According to Hans Christian Andersen, better to crow than to be puffed up and break off. I guess I'd interpret that to mean a braggart is better than a snob. Maybe I even agree with it, especially when the braggart has something to be proud of, the rooster being a very good example. Like the rooster boasts in the story, he makes some pretty rich fertilizer, which makes garden vegetables grow large. Most gardeners would probably agree that having to share a cucumber every now and then, when the wind blows a hole in their fence, is probably still a net gain. I can't figure out why there's no mention of all the bugs and weeds the rooster eats in service to the organic farmyard. Maybe it's because when the story was first written, folks took that kind of thing for granted. I do liken the message the story contains to those who would resent a cock for crowing, possibly because it wakes them from sleeping late. One might also keep in mind the short Greek fable, The Thieves and the Cock, where some thieves broke into a house and found nothing but a cock, whom they stole and escaped as fast as they could. Upon arriving at home, they prepared to kill the cock, who thus pleaded for his life. Pray spare me. I am very serviceable to men. I wake them up in the night to their work. That is the very reason why we must the more kill you, they replied. For when you wake your neighbors, you entirely put an end to our business. Thievery. I figure the moral of that is that only a villain could hate a cock for crowing. Perhaps these fables could be used in testimony to city councils in those cities that allow hens but prohibit roosters, such as Boise, Idaho, or New York City. If you have comments or questions or modern-day chicken fables from your own lives, please email me at bucky@radioboise.org. If you record the message in your own voice and send it to me in MP3 format, I just might play it on my next show. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.